Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror / Tober. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya.
Thank you, lover Dan.
Shut up, Todd. God damn it. Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, guys?
Absolutely. Well, again, shut up, Todd. Kruger, tell them about Slashtober.
Yeah, so Slashtober, each episode we review Slasher and decide if it's going to stay or go with the other list compiled from the other episodes. So if you haven't checked them out already, go check them out. Tonight we're doing Girl House. So Todd, why don't you give us the Slasher stats?
All right. So far, our three final girls are Nightmare in a Damaged Brain, or Nightmare as it's known here, Joe Spinell in the last horror film, and now added to the list, The Dare, a more modern slasher. So eliminated so far, we have Fade to Black, Killer Party, and last episode, we lost Dude Bro Party Massacre 3. So, yeah. And today we have Girl House up for addition, elimination, we don't even know yet. So, Dan, why don't you give us a description of what we will be discussing?
All right. So, yes, Girl House is a slasher from the director duo John Knotts and Trevor Matthews. And this one follows a young college student, desperate for tuition money, moves into a house that streams content to an X-rated website. After a deranged fan determines the house's location, she finds herself in a terrifying fight for her life. All right, so I'm going to go first on this one. I have to.
You have to. It's your biography. Go all Dan.
All right, so.
We open in West Virginia.
How much you pay for this? I'm not from West Virginia, Todd.
You are in show context.
And it also opens in Alabama, sir.
That was West Virginia. I saw the little hat.
Shut up, Todd. All right. So I'm just going to say, first and foremost, is this guy really that bad? Do you know how expensive those sites are? You should get like the extra perks and visit the house. I'm just saying.
And Getty gets mad for me calling him that. So I'm just going to say.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's expensive. Do you know how much those things are? I mean, God,
please elaborate.
Just wants to spook them with a mask and they got to react all,
They didn't overreact. You're right, Dan.
They overreacted. Come on. Come on, listeners. Bitches.
Then they moved to Hawaii.
So anyways, I don't know what the hell took me so long to watch.
Wait. This was the first time watch? I've been selling this forever and you told me you'd seen it.
I thought I did, and you
I'm
know what
I... Dan, I thought I saw this movie before, too.
You know what it might have been?
You and I talking about this at UEW.
Forever.
Yeah. Okay,
sorry. You know what it might have been? There was a film called Lucky Bastard that had as... Well, it's different, but yeah.
They both have the... they both are in the same... not scenario.
Yeah.
Same location. We'll go with that.
Yeah, kind of cam house. So we get... in my opinion, a perfect slasher villain, lover boy. They set him up really well in the with his childhood massacre. Not massacre, but his first kill. You set him up pretty well. This movie's got everything. The acting's there. I think the lead actress is really, really good. Lover boy channels the spirit of Joe Spinell beautifully. He's intimidating. You can feel the sweat coming through the screen, much as you do with Spinell. This has got the skin, obviously, with the premise. It's got the gore. It's got the suspense. And it's just a ton of fun. It's another one, much like we talked about on a previous shut up, Todd. I'll be Lover Dan. I will be Lover Dan. I will own that shit. I'm going to put embroider it on my hat, and that's what's going to happen on the next show. So what it's going
to
come true.
I know you guys. I just want you to wear the mask.
I'm not ashamed. Like a poor guy spends that much money, and then they gotta go and piss him off like that. I don't think he's the villain at all.
Hey man, she thought you were handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I'm a little bit better looking than that actor.
But I just want to imagine this is what happened to Dan a couple months ago.
Shut up, Todd. Shut up, Todd. Gotta bring up the pain, Todd. God damn it.
Next time she'll take your credit card.
It also has some a couple funny moments too. This movie's just a fun ass ride. It's get your buddies together and just have a blast with it. Maybe this is just me. I don't know. Kruger, what did you think of Girl House?
So this was a first time watch for me. And first off, I got to say, I love the concept. It was, really original for a slasher movie. Mm-hmm. And I loved Lover Boy. Why are you guys eyeing me?
I'll tell you why. Because this is basically a good version of Halloween Resurrection.
But that wasn't a
Halloween Resurrection.
Okay,
and keep it that way.
That wasn't a porn. That wasn't a.
But it's still house. The. It's still the same setup.
Yeah, it's a reality show.
I'm not into that scenario where you watch somebody 24/7 personally.
Don't believe
but
at all.
I don't like there. Why do I care that you're sitting and reading a book? I don't know, but some people like that. I don't know, but it's I don't know. I don't compare it to Halloween Resurrection. God damn it!
It's the same setup.
Anyways, you were saying Kruger.
Sorry.
You said before, I love Lover Boy. His origin story and all his depraved antics are really cool. I like his creepy mask too, and he's mean as shit. Like he does not give a fuck. Like when he snaps, and he just like is relentlessly running at motherfuckers just to brutalize them and stuff.
He's
like,
fast as fuck for a meat boy, huh?
Yeah, like you could tell that fool used to play football or something. But the only minor criticism was. I probably wouldn't have had him talk. Like every time he talked, I was kind of like, it would have been better if he was just silent. But the one thing I liked the most about this movie was like with the cinematography and a lot of the stuff the director did, like he appeared behind motherfuckers, like in a lot of cool, really cool shots. And like there was like one scene with the ginger guy is watching the girl through her, I'll get into more spoilers about it, but like the one scene with the ginger guy watching the kill through the camera, it's very, very cool. And yeah, this is a great modern slasher. I loved it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And there's some great fucking kills in this too. What'd you think, Pugs?
I absolutely love this movie, Todd. I'm sorry I didn't find it sooner. This is BTK meets Michael Myers. I fucking love it. He just goes fucking hard on these girls that he feels did them wrong. I love the main girl. I did not want any harm to come to her. All she's trying to do is survive. And like in real life, not just through the night. Her love interest was fucking annoying. Like, what's the problem? Shut up. Just listen to your friend. Right. And then getting back to Loverboy and his little acorn. I totally understand why he beat those chicks up. Like, and that little girl, she went on to play Selena Kyle in Gotham, the Batman TV show without Batman. So I was like, hey, she got her start here. That's cool.
Yeah. I want to also say, because we keep referring to him, the Loverboy actor is named Slane. So kind of has
his one name.
Slane. Yeah.
That's badass. Slane, please do more. And when he's convinces him back, I'm going to take a photo with you. You're fucking
awesome. Yeah, he's in Killing Them Softly, Gone Baby Gone. He's in a lot of different stuff.
The Town. He does a lot of heavies and bigger pictures.
He's friends with my boy Ben Affleck, right on.
And that one with The Rock and the little guy.
Central Intelligence.
That one, there you go.
Yeah.
But this is a new favorite for me. I absolutely loved Girl House. I keep wanting to call it Loverboy. That's how much I like Loverboy.
That'd be a good sequel name.
I know.
This is 2014, so I'm I don't know if it'll happen now, but
why you gotta be a boy?
What did you think, Todd? Because I think this is more you than me. I think you just preemptively assaulted me.
No. See, the fact that like he went out like a bitch at the beginning makes it more Dan. I'm sorry. But so I
who
did
are you get talking about right now.
Loverboy.
Loverboy, when he gets the little girls, that would have happened to you. Totally you.
What do you mean went out at the beginning? I disagree.
He ran out. The little Todd would have got some.
That's my point. I wouldn't have fucking yeah.
Oh, laugh at me now, bitch.
Okay, so but yeah, from the opening on, like that sets the tone. I mean, you do like feel for like fuck them hoes. So Dan has been loving Slasher Week because it's all that mentality. But man, this one is so good. Like I said, it's Halloween Resurrection done right. Without annoying ass Tyra Banks. That's the one negative for Dan. Because it's not found footage or that other stuff, but because you get the POV, you kind of get the same, you know, feelings in some spots. Like through the webcams. But it's just, I have zero complaints. Everything about it is like done right. The mask is awesome. The stalking and the shots, as Kruger already mentioned. I'm just glad everyone else has got the balls on their chin too. So,
well, the one thing too is this builds well to the brutality. Like, we get that opening shot that's fucked up, right? But then for a while, you know, it really lets you kind of sit there and want something to happen. And then once it starts and shit hits the fan and the kills start going in, it doesn't stop. Like it consistently has kills like going like nonstop at the end, towards the end of the movie. And I loved it.
Yeah.
It's fast paced. This one's not like a slow burn by any means. And, yeah, man, this concept's going to get harder and harder now, but, I guess we can talk,
we can rate it. We can rate it.
Yeah, we need to rate it, bro.
All right. I'm a five. Five all the way.
Five. I want to give it 10.
I'm going to go a little bit lower, and I'm a 4.5.
So close to one big hole. But, yes, that's respectable. Okay. So, near perfect.
If he had killed them both at the beginning, Kruger might have given that extra half star, but he showed weakness.
Okay, so we have up for elimination. We have Nightmare, The Last Horror Film, The Dare, and Girl House. My gut says Girl House isn't going anywhere, but let's find out. Dan, who are you eliminating?
Oh, God. This is all great films. I'm going to eliminate The Dare, and just because it's hard. What say you, Todd?
Well, mine is the same reason as last time, and it's The Dare, as good as it is.
Uh-oh. You're going to hate me, Todd. I'm going to eliminate The Last Horror Film.
That's all right. It doesn't hurt.
Bro, me too.
Okay.
All our first.
Well, yeah, now here's the thing. Now, I think Joe Spinell's going to win that. I can't.
Joe Spinell's not the killer though in that movie.
Yeah, it's
okay. Okay, by technicality, I think you're right. The Dare would win. Dan.
So we should explain. We're going by who plays the other slasher. Just
basically,
so
when we have a tie,
we're in. Yeah.
All right.
So we're fantasy booking.
It's all right. Joe's gonna have another contendership coming up. He's got one more slasher left.
For sure.
Had it been Frank, it might be a different story.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, definitely different.
Frank would have found.
But unfortunately, Maniac Cop doesn't. We're trying to avoid the big one, so that one doesn't get a shot at the final girls, I guess, whatever.
Maniac.
Yeah. Okay, so, well.
What do we do if Spinell fights Spinell? That would have been interesting.
Well, you guys just fucked it all up. Yeah. You know what would have happened? Frank would have won. Come on.
Yeah. That would have been pretty.
I don't know if the Undertaker would have won, but we'll have to cover that one soon. Okay. Well, that's another successful round. Hope you guys are enjoying this concept. We'll have some more.
Getting the spoiler.
Yeah, we'll have some more soon. So before we get into spoilers, this is your warning. And yeah, if you're still listening, it's on you. Okay.
Yes.
Who would like to go first? My gut says Kruger does.
Go for it.
Yeah, just like, man, the beginning with, you know, Loverboy when he's a child, like, what a great way to set up the movie. And then, like, how it opened, quoting Ted Bundy about the pornography, like,
yeah,
it's awesome. And I love the little tagline too, kill what you can't have. Like, goddamn. Such a good slasher. And like, I love that one scene where Kylie is like stripping and they're showing like all the people that are watching her, that one kid's like jerking off in this room. Yeah. He's like, Mom, I'm doing homework.
I'm a little disappointed. I forgot to mention this during the show, but it's streaming on Prime for free. I should have mentioned that.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, dude, when Loverboy snaps that kill, when he's smashing the motherfucker's head in with the goddamn door, like that was badass. And just like, I love how everything just hits the fan. And dude, we got to talk about the dildo kill. Come on. Like, that was badass.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fuck yeah, dude.
I love, like, his rage just fucking exploded. And he even, like, the big-ass security guy is like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And he just starts, like, Power McMahon walking towards
him. No, he sprays him in the fucking face. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
I do have one thing. I wish he killed the lady in the office because she was such a bitch.
Oh, that fucking cunt? Yeah. It's like, how about you cross your legs then while I'm working here?
I would have liked an after credits where, like, somehow it's like he just shows up and just cuts her head off or something. Because I was like,
I would have pulled the card, like, I'm gay. Fuck you. You're ugly.
It's like, I'm going to talk to HR.
Yeah, you're a I would bigot. Totally do that. Who's going to? You can't let these bitches win. And he did not.
Yeah, you're not going to look at me if my fucking nutsack was hanging out when I was uncrossing my legs? I mean, come on. Come on. God damn it. So, yeah, I think he was basically.
So, when he fucking makes out with his mask, his doll mask, I laughed. I'm like, this is almost pathetic. But then when you see the fucking the printouts of his face cut out with the girls cut out, I'm like, we're finally at full blown pathetic.
Yeah. Dan,
I used to follow one of those guys on Instagram. It was the weirdest thing. He deleted his.
I didn't even say.
He deleted his Instagram. I'm pretty sure he went on like some type of killing spree. But
I was going to say, Dan, was this is why you got to cover your webcam so they can't see what you're doing and write movies about you.
That's fucked up,
dude. And how brutal was that scene when he cut that bitch's face up and like knew that was like gonna fuck her up and then cut her fingers off so she can't open the door or type? Like, hell yeah, dude.
Use your nose. Oh, and then the fact like
I was rooting for
7, like I can't live like this. And then she kills her fucking self.
Yeah.
She wasn't even that hot. Fuck her.
I probably still would have.
I like that Amazon chick, the one with the dildo and the Atroz wrapping.
Dude, that was great. Yeah.
I think probably a bunch of the dudes would have just thought, it's like, now I might have a chance. but, oh, that's horrible. Yeah. Oh, and when he starts hulking himself up, when he like zooms in and sees that picture up on that board, and I was like, oh shit. And he brings it too. He just gets the kill crazy rampage.
The thing that I thought, dude, the thing I thought was cool too, the final shot when she's smashing his face in with the camera and you're like seeing, you know, through the camera lens and night vision, and then the effect on his face all smashed in. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Such a great way to end the movie.
And how cool is it to be like, for me, it reminded me of Silence of the Lambs. I'm like, this guy knows what I like.
And the comedy bits worked. I like the kid, I'm never going to another porn site again. man, can you imagine if this actually happened?
It'd be amazing.
I think you do have to be a little obsessive to like sit and watch those things 24/7. If I'm looking at adult content, I just want to see the.
I don't know how many sites are you subscribed to, Dan.
Not 24/7 ones.
Hey Dan, why don't you tell us your feelings on OnlyFans?
You want me to go on that rant?
Did I ask you?
Why on earth would I pay to when there's free tube sites out there to just see some random?
But see, that wasn't his complaints changed because it was just because he couldn't see what they were gonna. He was gonna pay for.
Dan's a cheap ass and he wants a free sample first.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, that's enough ranting. I just wanted to hear Lover Dan.
Oh, I should just go for 45 minutes. Just
to, I know. We'll put that on. We'll put that on the Patreon.
We'll write the movie Only Dan's, and that'll be the opening monologue.
There we go. You know what? Yeah. We should start doing that video diary of Mitch Bauer on Patreon.
Bugs is excited. Remember
oh
though,
my God, I'm going to pitch the concept one more time.
It was Mitch Bauer's brother who was whacking his willy to
No, dude, he totally Mitch missed Bauer's what he said.
Yeah, Dan, Mitch you missed Bauer's part where I said, Dan, you missed part where he said, we'll discuss off air. I have a concept.
Okay.
It's not a dig. This is awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. That's all I have as far as spoilers go. This is another one much like The Dare. This one's been out there, and it is way cooler than you think it will be, even just by the cover art. Gore, nudity.
It's got a few different cover arts, but I don't hate any of them. But, yeah. 2014. Yeah. It's been around 6 years. I've been singing the praises for a while. If you want, there is a BDR in the U.S. you can also get there. I think I can't remember what country. I want to say I got a Chinese Blu-ray for really cheap off eBay. It's pressed, so good picture.
I take it.
Yeah. So
no pixelation, wrong place.
No. But okay, yeah, that'll do it. All right, Dan, say goodbye.
Stay sick.
I was just going to say they can superimpose Todd's face over the bush.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bugs.
Namaste. Follow us on all the social media bullshits. Happy Halloween.